This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You spend money and the banks risk being downgraded. What does all that mean? It is pretty interesting and part of what the economy looks like these days. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. There's still a lot of buzz, of course, over the trials, and everything else in between of the former president, Donald Trump, who, by the way, has a chunky, healthy lead over every other Republican when it comes to any poll whatsoever featuring Republican candidates. The biggest change that I've seen is Chris Christie jumping ahead of Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, in one place, in New Hampshire. So that's a big deal in a sense, because really it's been those two. But when I say a big deal, what it means is he watched as DeSantis fell to 8% from 17%. So Christie has a one-point lead over DeSantis, and that's in the margin of error. But when asked just flat out, who would you most likely vote for in the Republican presidential primary in 2024, all of you know the answer to this, no matter who you're voting for or what party you label yourself as. Donald Trump, 49%. Chris Christie, and in New Hampshire, this is how it looks, 49%. Chris Christie, 9%. Ron DeSantis, 8%. Mike Pence, the former VP, 2%. Just 2%. So this is all ahead of what is the first presidential debate. We're going to see more polls, talk more about what does it mean. I think that most people have their mind made up who they're going to vote for. But we still do the song and dance of massive campaigning. It's a machine. This is what we talk about and deal with leading up to the election, and you have to amass an amazing war chest to run for the office of president. To just run for any office in general, you have to have some serious coin and get some people to open up and write the checks to make it happen, because you got to get all kinds of mass media and have your name out there again and again and again and again and again. To me, the only thing that topples what happens with the Republicans is if Trump wasn't in it. Then it's a whole different situation. I mean, completely different. Because who gets the healthy lead then? Nobody's going to get the numbers that he's getting. So this time around, it's interesting. In looking at these cases, and this is what people are talking about, the indictments. You already know about the previous indictments, and we're watching the timelines there play out. But Atlanta is going to be interesting to watch. What they're saying in Atlanta is the former president's not going to be treated any different than a regular defendant as the criminal case works its way through their system. He's going to have a mugshot taken. He's going to have the trial possibly televised. They're discussing that. Nothing else in any of the others have been televised. There was no mugshot. This is different from the other indictments. There was no booking photo. None of that. And the hearings were really behind closed doors. There was no live streaming inside the courtroom. So this may be different when it comes to that, because they're able to do that. So the president has until noon on the 25th to voluntarily surrender in Georgia. The 18 others have the same deal because they were indicted. And we know the slew of charges, including racketeering. The sheriff is saying, because I guess the sheriff of Fulton County, Patrick Labatt, is getting bombarded by reporters' questions and others. He's saying, and they put it on the website, that he's going to be taken to the county's main jail on Rice Street, just northwest of downtown Atlanta. It's outside of a place that's very famous called Bankhead. And that's where all this is going to take place. So what happens when you're a suspect? You undergo medical screening, fingerprinting, you're checked for outstanding warrants before you get your booking photo taken. And then you are seen by a judge. And then you bond out. But if you don't bond out, then arrests are made. But we know that that's not going to happen here. What happens with the other 18 is something to watch. I would imagine it's going to be pretty much the same thing. Now, Trump has been fingerprinted in each of the other indictments, the other three, in New York State Court and Florida Federal Court and D.C. Federal Court, but not handcuffed, none of that, none of the photos, no photos in booking systems, no mugshot, none of that. And the sheriff in Atlanta is being very coy as to whether or not they're going to cuff the president when they take him into custody. The others indicted, Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, Sidney Powell, former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. So this has been 2 years as far as the investigation. There'd be a lot to prove in front of a jury. And in the meantime, Make America Great Again, 45-47, which is on the side of the Caps, is going to continue to shake hands and make his way across America. And we still won't know any of the impacts until we get much, much closer to 2024 and we get closer to the election. That's when we'll know. The death toll in Maui now passed 100, topped 100 on Tuesday. They have a makeshift morgue that had to be expanded because what are you going to do here? They're just not prepared for that. Governor Josh Green is warning that the final count from last week's inferno in Lahaina is going to grow significantly. He said that right away. So many died as a result of this disaster. Dogs that sniff for bodies have been trained to do that, have been set loose. This is what's happening right now. Refrigerated containers are being used as makeshift morgues. Because this is a pretty isolated island, struggling to cope with the insane number of dead people. The other concern for the people there, while they are so grateful for donations and what people are doing, is that people are going to try to grab up the land in Lahaina. That developers with some pretty deep pockets could take advantage of desperation and buy up some plots and turn it into luxury housing or short-term rentals, which would be pretty lucrative. And the governor is warning against that, saying the goal is to have a local commitment forever to the community and rebuild. And the biggest thing is identifying the dead, getting the DNA samples. They're collecting. That's the only way. And how can you release the names of people when you can't identify them? Wow. We'll be talking about this for a long time. Coming up, we're headed to the man cave.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
The man cave. We're getting very close to what will be Nail the Score. Yes, we're doing it again. Nail the Score. Your chance to win some incredible prizes, bragging rights. You don't even have to know anything about football. I will pick the game of the week on Tuesday in our first hour final segment. I'll announce the game of the week and you decide what you think the final score is going to be. And it can be any score because nothing is out of bounds with the NFL. It could be like a baseball score. We've seen it before. It could be an outrageous, lopsided score. It could be anything. Kind of think of the lottery, but you don't have to pay. And you don't have to pick as many numbers. Just like that. And I hope you blow the phone lines up. And I know a lot of people are asking me about it. And then sometimes you're working. You can always email me. As long as you get it in that time period. Are you following the World Cup since the ladies are out of the USA? Listen, people listen to us in other countries. Our friends down under in Australia, we have a lot of listeners there, like Hal and Rigby and also his wife Murph. And good for them. The Waltzing Matildas are all about it because they take on England in a semifinal match. If they win, they go to the finals and take on Spain. How about that? Pretty interesting what that all turned out to be. The mighty U.S. done, gone, history. Didn't even make it to the quarters, the semis, any of that conversation. Didn't make it past the 16. This story is something a lot of people are talking about. It transcends sports. So the Tennessee family accused by a retired NFL star, Michael Orr, of tricking him into a conservatorship and claiming all the money from a blockbuster film about his life. Who didn't see this movie? So many people saw the movie about his life. I remember the story of Sandra Bullock going to the neighborhood and knocking on the door of the Tui family and talking to Leanne Tui to talk about wanting to do this movie. Of called The Blind Side. That was the name of the movie. It's still popular. Probably now more people will watch it if they haven't seen it. So this is what happened. He's in this conservatorship is what he's saying, and they took the money from the movie about his life, and he supposedly threatened to go public with his story if they didn't pay him $15 million. An attorney for the TUIs released a statement saying that Orr's claims are outlandish and that the idea that the family ever sought to profit off of him is not offensive, not only offensive, it's ridiculous. And he said instead they opened their home to him, offered him structure, support, and unconditional love. They've consistently treated him like a son, one of their three children. His response was to threaten them, including saying he would plant a negative story about them in the press unless they paid $15 million. An attorney for Orr's legal team said in a statement, "We try cases in the courtroom based on facts. We have confidence in our judicial system and in our client, Michael Orr. We believe that justice will be served in the courtroom, and we hope to get there quickly." If you don't know the story, it is the story of this family, Leanne and Sean Tui, where they help raise him and out of poverty, basically, and then into the NFL, and it was immortalized on the big screen in the movie The Blind Side. And a central theme in the story is that they had adopted him, which supposedly now is a lie, and we'll see what the court says, that, you know, Orr turned 18 in 2004, and the petition that they have in the court says that the couple tricked him into signing a document making them his conservators, which gave them legal authority to make business deals in his name, which that would be a very big deal. According to the legal filing, the movie paid the TUIs each $225,000 plus 2.5% of the film's net proceeds. So that movie is a big movie. We know it made millions and millions of dollars. And we'll see what this looks like in court. Because in the court petition, Orr asked for the judge to terminate the conservatorship granted to the TUIs in 2004 and also a full accounting of the money they earned using his name and to have the couple pay him his fair share of the profits as well as unspecified damages, compensatory, as they say, in court lingo, and punitive. So, wow, how about that? Boy, so different from that just fabulous movie that everybody watched. It was like, oh, this is the best story. And, you know, then he goes to the Super Bowl, plays for the Ravens, the whole thing. So let's get back to the business at hand on the field when it comes to baseball. A couple of scores to throw your way. The Guardians knock off the Reds 3-0. The Astros, winners of the World Series, beat the Flying Fish, that would be the Marlins, 6-5. Kyle Tucker blew it open with a tie-breaking homer in the seventh. The Astros rallied past. The Red Sox glide by the Nationals just by 1-5-4, the final there. The Blue Jays beat the Phillies 2-1. Craig Biggio was hit in the foot by a pitch with a bases loaded pitch in the eighth inning. Supposedly he's okay. Pirates knocked off the Mets 7-4. The Yankees picked up their 60th loss. The Braves blanking them 5-0. The Twinkies, Minnesota, the Twins at home beat the Tigers 5-3. The Cardinals over the A's 6-2. Nolan Arenado and Jordan Walker homered in the first inning, and the Cardinals came to play right from the start. They pick up 54, though. So the Rangers are red hot. 72 wins for them. They beat the Angels 7-3. The White Sox beat the Cubs 5-3. Mariners over the Royals by a couple, 10-8, the final score there. Ty France with a two-run single to center in the 10th inning, and in 10, that's what made the difference. The Diamondbacks beat the Rockies 8-5. It's the Padres over the Orioles, because the Orioles have been smoking hot, but Gary Sanchez said no thank you, hit a grand slam in a 5-run first inning, and Manny Machado added his bat as well. The Giants shut down the Rays 7-0. And the Dodgers beat the Brewers for their 72nd win, 6-2 the final there. Dodgers winning 9 in a row with that win. So how about that? Serious stuff for them for sure. On the courts of the NBA, talking about the off season and things that are happening, somebody that I covered in basketball, Dirk Nowitzki, and Paul Gasol, and Tony Parker, I've actually talked to all of them, and D. Wade enshrined in the Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts. So for Dirk Nowitzki, fans waved a German flag, chanted his name when the former Maverick star walked the red carpet into Symphony Hall over the weekend for the ceremony. Very cool. The class of 2023. Nowitzki was fun to cover. He was the first European-born player to win the NBA MVP award in 2007. Pretty big deal. Once you've especially won a championship, getting in the Hall of Fame is the next big thing that you want to have happen. And, of course, all of those, to me, all those players deserve to be there. You just look at their stats and the things that they accomplished, and it makes complete sense to me. All right, coming up on the show, we have a couple of really interesting authors, including Terry Joe Gunnels. And what he's written, the books that he's written, and we talk about the landlord's inheritance. And it's, I have to say, it's so gripping. It's one of those books where you just jump into it, right? And to me, I like that fast start. So if you're reading a novel and it pulls you in right away, just a couple of pages into it, you know I'm going to be there for the long haul. If it takes a while to settle in, it's a lot tougher, I think. But besides that story, coming up next, we have Sherry DeLady. And boy, her story mirrors her own life, talking about the paranormal, things that happened as a child, and how this was weaved into a character in her novel. That's coming up next, Round the Bend.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The death toll in Hawaii from wildfires has risen to 99. The massive wind-driven blaze that tore through Lahaina on the island of Maui is now the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The death toll is expected to rise. President Biden is highlighting his Inflation Reduction Act today in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
I signed a significant piece of clean energy legislation combating the existential threat of climate change, the single largest investment ever anywhere in the world. without one single member of the other team voting for it.
Biden has been on a tour to showcase the legislation he signed into law, as polling has shown voters are pessimistic over his handling of the economy. Stocks are down sharply on concerns over the global economy. Weak industrial production numbers from China dampened investor sentiment as retail sales data came in higher than was expected. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
All right, so you're going to be inspired. You're going to want to get this book because it'll give you that jolt during the day. The stories are so interesting, funny at times, and just make you feel, I guess, filled up is the word that I think of when I think of Sherry DeLady. Her book, In Awe of It All, Stories and Inspirations from a Spiritual Journey Through 8 Decades of Life. Think about it, on this earth. Think about the 8 decades. So she joins us here on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. Sherry, thanks for coming on.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to be here.
So what made you decide you were going to write the book? Because you wanted to share these stories and you wanted to have people realize what it's like when you go from one point of your life through the other decades?
Well, that sounds really good, and that would seem the logical way. However, it came about a little differently. For about 5 years, I was writing weekly essays, inspiration stories, and so forth for a weekly publication that comes out of the church that I attend. And all of a sudden, one day, somebody said, when are you going to put these into a book? And I said, well, I don't think I am. I mean, and then my family said, oh, Mom, please do. Please put them in a book so we have them all together. So then I said, okay. And so then set out on the path to do that, which is an interesting journey in itself.
Yeah, I love it that you and I talked off the air and you told me about that, you know, people liked your stories. They liked the inspiration they were getting. Like I said, the little jolts, the little shocks of funny and, oh, yeah, that's happened to me. And, oh, well, yeah, I can get through that. And you know, just pulling that collection together and then putting it out there for the rest of the world to see outside of the congregation who know you so well and have gone through that with you for all those years. And you told me about a couple of really good ones, and I, of course, read them as well. but I'm a huge banana bread fan, and you have one called All About Banana Bread. Would you be so kind as to share that with everybody?
Well, All About Banana Bread is the title of an article because I realized when I was wanting to sort of resolve some issues with the friendship and reestablish connection, that it might be my turn to take the step towards that direction. So I started in that direction, and interestingly enough, the person that I wanted to contact was contacting me and said, I'd like to come and visit with you for a little while, and do you like banana bread? And I said, yes. And so she brought a loaf of banana bread. We cut it into slices. We had cups of tea, and we talked for a couple of hours. And through that discussion about life in general, where we had been, where we wanted to go from this point on, it really brought to mind for me the fact that life really is all about banana bread, whatever form banana bread takes. Perhaps banana bread just symbolizes sitting down together and working through things in your lives to come to some sort of resolution. So banana bread is really a metaphor and a symbol for a renewed friendship and for the realization that, yeah, life is worth it and people are precious.
Oh, I love that. There's a hashtag, a lot of gems in what you just told us. People are precious. And I think sometimes because we're harried, and you've seen that because you've been through the 8 decades with technology, which is good. And of course, there's the other side of it. And it's easy to let go or lose sight of people, isn't it?
Yes, so easy, because they become a voice out of some piece of technology. And we sometimes forget to take the time to actually be face to face. Oh my gosh, how much we can learn from each other.
Yeah, for you, in the reconnection with the banana bread story, what was that friendship like afterwards?
What was it like afterwards?
Yeah, after you were able to reconnect and just, you know, have that tea and talk.
Well, we had a wonderful time, and we don't see each other face to face that much because we live some distances apart, but we are on email quite a bit, and when we need support, the beautiful part of it is if I really need an answer or something or an inspiration or an idea, I know that this particular person is really good at that. And so I can go to that, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so for the other people too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like the symbolization of banana bread. Like you said, it could certainly be anything. And another story, another thing that I think is one of what I, again, what I call that shot in the arm is a walk in the woods. Tell us about a walk in the woods, which you'll find in Sherry's book.
Yeah. A walk in the woods. You know, I'm absolutely a fan of Winnie the Pooh. I know at 80 years old, you wouldn't think I would be, but Winnie the Pooh and the wisdom that's in that book, or that story of Winnie the Pooh, has just always, I don't know, it's been an inspiration for me. And I was a teacher for 30 years, and I used to read, make sure every classroom that I ever had got Winnie the Pooh as part of the curriculum. So I'm glad you like that one.
And what is it about the woods and reconnecting with being in nature?
Again, yes, a walk in the woods. How many times have I, Sherry, I don't know how that's just true for other people, how many times that when I've needed to be away and practice meditation or whatever form of relaxation that I might choose, I've said, I don't want to do it in my house. I want to go where there are trees. I live in Oregon and trees abound. And I want to go where there's nature and peace and air. And there's something about walking in the woods, especially if the woods are near a river, which happens near my house. And I go, I don't know, inspirations come, light comes, peace comes, I relax. and ideas come. And I was looking here at that story. As it says, as he rested there, deeply grounded and firmly centered in his not-thinking spot, Pooh felt at peace. And that's for me, too, the non-thinking spot.
Ooh, that's powerful. There's another hashtag, not-thinking spot, because our minds are filled with so many thoughts. I mean, good, bad, and just kind of around, like our to-do lists and whatnot, and it's hard to focus, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I like this one, too. The past is history. The future's a mystery. Being here and now is a precious gift. That's why we call the present. And sometimes to get into the present, you have to go, you know, where there's a no-thinking spot.
Yeah, the no-thinking spot. Did you ever think, you know, now that you've pulled this all together, thank goodness, so the rest of the world, like I said, can enjoy it in awe of it all, did you ever think that you would turn it into this?
No. I go back and I think I've shared this once before. I look back at this book and I go, my gosh, I did it. I actually did it. And I start reading some things in there and I go, oh, I never thought I could do this. But what I didn't realize more than anything else is that I'm in awe of it all myself, of just having the book and having had the experience of publishing it, putting it together. And I said, my gosh, I wrote that. Wow. I'm really kind of proud of that, but it's also re-inspired me to look for other things to write about.
I like that. We're speaking with Sherry DeLady and her book again, In Awe of It All. Think of the stories and the inspirations from a spiritual journey through 8 decades of life on this earth, really. And 8 decades, what have you learned from the time you started this to where you are now? What are some of those life lessons that you can throw at us?
Yes, very, very, very good question. Some of the life lessons. I think one thing I've learned really primarily is to really learn how to live in the moment, in this time. I'm here talking with you, Kate, and there are many other things that could be going through my mind, but I have learned how important it is to focus in the moment and gain from it everything that you can. And find what blesses you, release what might not, you know, not be important, but just be present for people, for things, for time, for your feeling, and being that way and being as authentic as you can. I spent a lot of years in theater and took roles of other people and directed some shows and learned how to be other people, but the most important thing is to come back home to myself and realize that I have value, you have value, we have something to offer. And if we're not in the moment with the person we're with or the situation we're with, we're not going to be able to take from it the things that it has to teach us.
Wow, that's a perfect place to end this. People, you need to get this book and you'll feel really good, I promise you. And the great thing is you can pick it up at any point. You can read it all the way through. You can pick it up at different points in your day. And I love that. Sherry DeLady, thank you so much. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold.
Oh, you're so welcome. I've enjoyed every minute of it. Thank you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wow, I had such a great off-air conversation with our next guest. He's an author, and he joins us on Author's Corner here on America Tonight. His name is Terry Joe Gunnels, and he's got this whole series, a couple of books called, then we're going to start with this one, The Landlord's Inheritance. It starts from there, and it's really fascinating. It grabs you as you get into this. And I always say that you write what you know. So some of what he's writing about and these characters that he's fleshed out, I think are partly because that he invested in real estate and he is a licensed building contractor and he gets that whole thing when it comes to real estate. And you'll understand what I mean, especially with this first one. And again, the book is called The Landlord's Inheritance. That's where we start. Terry Joe, thanks for hanging with us.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Kate. I appreciate it.
So tell us about this novel and stepping into this and creating Mickey Ray and Darcy Jean and all of that. How did this happen?
Very quickly, I was working on one of my properties. I still do that at 71 years old. I work on it myself, so I see what's going on. And I got hurt and I couldn't work. So I said, instead of sitting around doing nothing, I will start writing. And because I could type. And that's it. 6 weeks later, I had a rough draft for my book. And 9 months after that, then, hey, you know, I got the book in hand. So I was very proud of that.
Yeah, no kidding. Tell us about the story. Tell us about The Landlord's Inheritance.
Okay. Well, you know, it starts out in Mickey. He's working on a property, and he gets a call to go to the hospital. His parents have been in an accident. When he gets there, they tell him that his mother has actually died as a result of the injuries, and they launch a police investigation and found out that it was actually an attempted murder, trying to kill their father, his his sister Darcy, and then Mickey Ray. And so then he decides that okay, we're gonna find out what this done, because the police just don't seem to be working to suit him. And that's when it actually takes off, as he does that. And then his best friend, who is a disabled veteran, James comes in. He's going to help his friend. Well, James has talents and skills that Mickey knows nothing about. So he brings that in because he is, disabled physically, mainly his looks because of burns and stuff like that resulting from accident in the military. He comes in with his black ops talents and skills and helps him solve it and take care of everything. So in the end, I have to say, okay, it turns out fine. But yeah, there is a lot of action and revealing different things. And Mickey comes up, he's quite surprised. How did you learn that? I can't tell you. Where did this come from? Don't ask. So James can't reveal his sources or nor the extent of his skills. And they're best friends, but James can't talk about it.
Wow. And, you had so much fun with this one. You've got a landlord series, basically. And, you know, one of them, The Landlord's Dead Body. I just love it. I love the titles because they pull you right in. Tell us about that.
Okay. As you said, that's the third one in the series. And that's a real mystery all the way through to the end. By the third book, Mickey has actually grown and matured, and he is the CEO of the largest construction company in Virginia, the fictional town of Bridgeton. And he and his father worked together to begin a new development and expansion. And they go out on the very first day. They break ground for an apartment building, and the backhoe operator, in digging a footing, he digs up a dead body. And, so, okay, what is this? Well, they find out that it's a little small town. It's a girl, a woman, young woman. And Mickey actually went to school with this girl. So this is on our property. And further checking and find out she actually did rent an apartment in another complex. So she is a tenant on our property. We knew this girl in school. We're going to find out who killed her and why. And, of course, you don't find out who, what, or why until the last chapter of the book. I tried to keep people, in suspense the whole way. I certainly hope that I did a good job of that.
You did. There's something about your characters, too. They're normal people, I guess I would say, kind of living their lives, and then all of a sudden they're involved in all of these things that unfold. And I think that's part of what makes it so interesting, right? Just living your life, and then you're pulled into these crazy things. And as I said, this is a series, so I know that you've got others that you're working on. Give us a sneak peek about what's coming up down the road.
Well, the second one, to back up a little bit to that one, this takes place obviously right after the first. Mickey is wandering through one of his apartment complexes, finds a little girl in a wheelchair, and he begins questioning the girl. The girl said, well, Mama left me, and she'll be right back. Well, when she doesn't come back, Mickey knows that something has happened to the little girl's mother, because a mother would not leave a disabled child out in the middle of an apartment complex for no reason. So something is wrong. And they go through and eventually reunite the little girl with both of her parents. Now, the one right after the third one, right after the dead body, Mickey is at work, and his fiance, that's the name of it, the landlord's ex-fiance, he is working in his office, and he gets a call from the police in Florence, Oregon, literally on the West Coast. And this is from the police. They say, this girl is, she is dead, and we found your number in her cell phone. Why did she call you last night? Well, as it turns out, the girl was killed. That was his ex-fiance, who is actually takes a major part in the very first book, Valerie. So he flies out to pick up her body when he finds out the police have decided it was a murder. And they're going to start the investigation. Well, when Mickey tells his friend James, James flies out to support his best friend. They found out it's murder. The police, being a small town, just do not have the resources. So they bring in an entire team of black ops people, and they go through the whole thing again. You know, a lot of action, and I can't say a whole lot more. It'll give away the whole storyline. But you know, with James and the black ops team, they come in and they bring down another network of I'll say criminals, and you know, then after that, then it's over, and James and Mickey's on his way home, and that's where the fifth one starts. One I literally have in the computer right now that I'm working on. You know, Mickey tries to help this girl when he stops, and next thing you know, he wakes up in a hospital, total amnesia, doesn't know himself or anything. So we're working on that one right now.
I like it. I can almost visualize this on a screen, like a series, who knows, a streaming series or something else, because your writing is so, the characters are so vivid, they just jump off the page. There's no doubt about that, Terry. I mean, really. So what do you hope people take away from reading any of the Landlord series?
Well, the one thing that several people have told me personally, and they left it on some of the reviews and everything online, that as you mentioned in the beginning, that these are just plain ordinary people, and then suddenly they're hit with this, and they feel the need to, you know, help themselves, you know, to get some closure on a particular thing, and of course, you know, as I said, the Black Ops team, Mickey, Darcy, and so on, you know, they're very close-knit, and when something happens to one, it happens to all of them, and they go out, you know, and try to take care of, you know, try to protect their own, so to speak. So, but anyways, as lesson somebody actually posted, they said it seems like that there are a lot of little mini everyday lessons that you can pick up from these books. And I have to say that wasn't deliberate, but in some cases I did put my own thoughts and ideas, you know, express that through my characters, and people picked up on that, which I didn't realize I was writing. But it's nice to know that someone feels like that, okay, they can walk away with a little life lesson out of a book.
Yeah, I think that's true. Very, very true. Terry Jo Gunnels, we could talk all day. You can get these books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.